Hey, welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flint in the house today, along with Josh Thompson and Keith Munson. Munson? That's a name. I've heard that name before. Let's see,
Sounds a man in a well.
Were you here last week? I can't remember. Mm-mm. Where were you?
I was working.
You had to work?
Yeah, every day. Just got off right now.
Son, you got to have to start changing your habits.
Some of us don't have the luxury of
go ahead.
Not working.
Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Josh, you're going to agree with it, aren't you?
No, because I'm here.
I am a hard-working banker. However, last week I was a hard-working fundraiser for the Children's Charity of the Bluegrass.
That went well, didn't it?
It went awesome. And good. I'm here to report that through the hard work of a lot of people, through our sponsors, volunteers, board, and everything, it looks like we're going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of around $650,000.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome.
And it will all benefit 37 children's charities right here in Central Kentucky. Thank you for all you people who are involved. So wow. Now I'll turn my attention to Camp Lejeune.
Yeah, that's coming right up, isn't it?
Well, I got the USA Cares first. Mm-hmm. I go up there, and that's in July. And I got the Big League, the Bluegrass World Series. Then I got Camp Lejeune.
Wow.
So
busy, busy.
Other than that, I don't have a whole lot going on.
No, you've got nothing going on.
But I am going to go fish.
Are
tonight.
You fishing? Are
yeah,
you?
I'm going to Harrington fish tonight. Good. Where are you fishing today?
I'm not. Don't have a boat. My boat's being worked on.
What happened to it?
Nothing. I got a new console for it. You know, had that cracked.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get that cracked?
It was just cracked. But there was a Ranger fixing it for me. They sent me a new console. And it's one of them deals you got to take the steering wheel off and all the.
Oh, God.
So it's a long process. So I'm taking it down, dropping it off. Next, it's going to have it about a week. So.
All right. Well, I fished one. I didn't fish last week. It's still taking 17, 18 pounds to
yeah.
win.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Greg and Marshall had like 10 something, and they didn't get a check.
Don't even get a sniff. I had 13 one night, didn't get a sniff.
That's something.
I think it took 14 the other night to get a check. So wow. If you're down there, you better be on your A game and don't miss any big fish.
It's good. It's been a good year. I mean, every place is biting good, it seems like.
Is the lake come back up?
Yep. Come up some. Yeah, we had a lot of rain this week. Oh, my goodness. I believe everybody else did, too. But,
yeah.
You know, down below us, down around Junction City and Houstonville down there, golly, they got flooded. It was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that on TV.
Yeah, I mean, rivers rising, and I'm sure Green River's out of its banks.
You know, I watch some of these stories on TV, though, and they'll say, yeah, that's the fourth time in 10 years that's happened that we've had flood. I'm thinking, move! Get your insurance money and move!
Something just like it.
You know? I know. Well, that's true.
You know, just like I'm probably the same way. If I lived on the river, I'd probably be on the river.
No, Bergenites, they'd be running out of there.
Yeah. Well, we got a little common sense. It starts river rising, we get out of there.
Hey, did you see where they're having a Chigger Flynn golf tournament?
Yes, they are. I was going to tell you about that.
I already know about it.
It's next Tuesday, I think.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the third.
And I saw where they put it together. Chigger's daughter, Karen, my cousin, called me. And it's going to be next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They're playing at Brightleaf, I think.
Brightleaf Golf Course is a 9-hole tournament.
Starting at 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. To help Chigger, he's been struggling a little bit, and so this is going to be a good way to help him.
Great guy.
Yeah.
He is. Boy, he's very instrumental with the Carpenters Christian Church. I mean, he's mm-hmm. he's one of the founders of it, and, I mean, he's just synonymous. I know they got a little bitty door as you go through the back toward the gym. There's a little door, kind of a storage room. It's not but 2 or 3 foot tall. they got a sign there, used to, yeah. Chigger's room.
Yeah, you did that, didn't you?
I didn't do that.
I saw it when I was down there before.
But he's such a great guy.
Well, it's a good time to go fishing. However, you went to Barron last week. I didn't do
very good. We went the week before. Greg and I fished the Fisher Men, caught a lot of fish. And then I went down this past Friday, and I struggled. I didn't catch anything on the places where Greg and I caught them. I think they moved shallower for the bluegill spawn, and I end up having 5 good bites for the tournament.
Oh, it was a BFL, right?
It was a BFL. Caught 2 of them. Had one jump off.
Aye.
I had one. Actually, I had one. It didn't jump off. It pulled loose. It was on a tree. I pulled the tree and all up, and it was still on a tree, and it come off.
Whipping?
No, I was casting jig. Or casting a big 10.5-inch worm. But then my partner, he hadn't had many bites. And my co-angler, so I gave him one. He was a high school kid, great guy. Blake, I forget his last name now, but he was a good guy. But anyway, I gave him one of the worms because he wasn't getting any bites. So I threw it out there, and we had 20 minutes to fish. And I pulled up on the man down there. I said, there's one's got it. I jerked and had it for just about 2 seconds, and I said, oh, it come off. I said, it broke my line. I reeled in, but it just got my worm, just pulled the worm off. So I'm down there and I'm tying another one on. I'm going to throw back in there. And he goes, I got a bite. He sets the hook, 4-pounder, comes up. I netted it. When I threw it in the boat, what come out of his mouth?
Probably your big old worm.
My plastic worm. It sure did.
Oh!
Well, I wrote him hard. I said, hey, man, that's my fish. You should at least let me reel it in.
Did he apologize?
No, not one bit.
These kids today.
Kids are millennials.
You know, they're all like some other people that we know. When you say thank you, they go, no problem.
No problem,
no
man.
No problem. You're not still saying that, are you, Rook?
No comment.
No problem. All right, so you were there. But
I only caught 2 fish, weighed 4 pounds, and I fished about 50th. 16, I think.
Dang.
And they bit good. It took 10 or 12 to get a check. So, I mean, it's about like what I thought. I felt like I should have had about 12 pounds and ended up with 4. Not even 4, it's 3:15 or something. But anyway, I moved up a spot in the standings.
Did you?
Yeah.
So that means what?
Means I've got one more tournament. I get to make the All-American.
Where's the next one?
The next one's at Barron in September, late September.
What do you have to do to get to the All-American?
Got
to
win top 6 in the regional.
And you're where now?
Well, I mean, I got to make the regional.
Oh, you got to make the, okay.
Got to make top 40 in your district, your division. Okay. And then you got to make top 6 out of the.
So you got a shot?
Yeah. There's a whole, you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance.
About 1 in a million.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we've both been doing a lot of stuff since we last talked to you fine folk. The tournament went really good. Very happy with everything that came out. I haven't fished, but I am going to fish this weekend. Probably with my little brother. If he doesn't, we'll go fish out a little red.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. You want to?
If I get a chance, I'll have to let you know.
Yeah, I think there's a tournament.
Really?
Yep. A Saturday night tournament. Just a normal Saturday night tournament.
Oh, the ones they normally have down there?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to fish that. But
I think they had their third this past week. Didn't they have their third trifecta?
They did, and I haven't fished a dadgum one yet.
I haven't either. I may not get to.
No, I got 2 of them that are left on my calendar, on my schedule, that unless something comes up, I'm going to go fish those 2. So by then, probably everybody will be qualified, so we'll have a good shot to get in there. We won't have to beat anybody. They're already qualified.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, so we're going to try to do that. Today we're going to talk a little bit. I got a couple of rants I'm going to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, I brought a couple with me today. I wrote them down.
I've got a rant.
So I'm going to have a couple, but we're going to talk a little bit today about some things that I'm sick and tired of. One's not catching a whole lot of fish. Children's charity went good. Anyway, we got all of us in the studio today, so it ought to be a lot of fun. Little Jackson's getting bigger and walking in. Man, he that sucker's growing, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Wow. All right, stay with us. Don't turn off the radio, because we're going to have some good stuff to talk about today, and we hope that we will make your morning. Big League Fishing, we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson here today in the studio with Josh Topness. And we're talking a little bit about fishing. There's been a lot of goofy weather going on. We've had water going up, especially Harrington Lake. Other lakes not so bad, but the lake that we fish the most.
Yeah.
Closer here to Lexington.
Up and down.
Up and down. And because they had to take it down so that they could work on the bridge. And then when they got it to a certain point, they had to let the water back in so they could go work back on the bridge.
Yeah.
Where are we standing right now?
It's last I heard, it's on its way back up. They're going to try to hold it around close to Summer Pool from
which
what I heard.
Which is 6:30?
Yeah, I think that's right.
6:30,
7:30. 6:30 something. 6:35, I think, isn't it? Something
okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's close to there right now, I'm sure. I mean, we had a ton of rain this past week.
I know when I go down to count steps. That's how I do
it. Step counter?
I'm a step counter. I'm going to go down to the dock to see how far it is. When the water's up, I don't mind going down there as much. When the water's down, that's a haul. It's like 40 steps down there.
We still got, what, a year and something before that bridge is done?
Oh, yeah.
November of next year?
A year from
November. Wow.
Yeah. And I haven't seen what it's done lately because I haven't been down to the lake. But I'll tell you one thing. They're working on it.
Yeah.
They're trying to get it.
Yeah, it'd be nice. They need it.
Hey, tell me something. When the water's coming up like this, what's the fish going to do? They're going to rise up with it?
Oh, yeah. Water's warm. They'll come right on up with it. You know, in the springtime, a lot of times they'll stay where they were at if the water comes in cold, but it won't affect them.
Does that mean that it may be a time where they'll be going back into the bushes and
catch
them in the bushes.
In the bushes, I wouldn't be a bit scared to go to the bushes.
Yeah. Now, Harrington, you don't go to the bushes, though, do you?
Well, not as often, not as much. You don't have that type of banks. You know, you need some flat areas and stuff. But Harrington's mostly rock and bluff. But the fish will be right there, same place as they were at.
They're not going to go anywhere.
I don't think so.
Well, somebody's got them figured out, and it's the same somebody's because they're in the top five almost every week.
All the time, yeah.
They're on a good mess of fish.
Yeah, those guys fish. They get down there.
And you know what? I saw guys the other – there's people that are fishing three, four, five times a week leading up to the tournament.
Wow.
Hard to beat them.
You're not kidding. But, I don't get to do that here lately. I haven't been five times in a month.
Well, I kind of went after one the other day. I said – what are you doing? Is that all you do is come down here and fish when you get off work? And he went, is that wrong? Had no argument.
That's the answer we've given before.
That's exactly right. So
can't blame him.
Can't blame him. And
more power
to him. Catching
them. Heck yeah, more power to you.
But the fish are biting. It's just fun to watch so many bags of fish coming in.
Harrington is and always has been one of those lakes. Once you figure out where they're at or what they're hitting, you can catch them. And they'll stay in that. And then you just kind of follow them around a little bit.
But, yep.
You know, a lot of lakes, like they'll be on the drops at Kentucky Lake, and the next day they may be up shallow, maybe on points or something like that. But Harrington, you get on a certain depth, seem like that's the key to Harrington Lake.
Yeah, I don't follow them too much. I kind of go to the same old spots. I'm a boring fisherman. You know, come down there. I go to spots I know, and I should venture out more and go up all over the lake. But, you know, if somebody asked me how big Harrington Lake was, I'd say, oh, about as big as your backyard. That's about all I fish.
Well, there was some good fish caught at Barron last week on topwater on buzz baits.
Really? What the heck we got going on here? We've got disco going on in
police,
here.
Police squad.
Police squad, yeah.
I just wanted to add to the atmosphere, guys.
The ambiance. It feels good. I like that.
Yeah, my uncle's into lights, and he gave me that, and it's weird, but I like it.
Well, I like it, too. Yeah. So, good fish on topwater?
On buzz baits. Yeah, some good fish going in the backs of pockets. I mean, real shallow. I caught several fish. Saturday, I got frustrated about 11 o'clock. I hadn't caught it. I didn't have a slot fish or anything at 11 o'clock. And, you know, Barron's full of fish. 2 weeks before, Greg and I was down there, probably caught 75 fish between the two of us. And I had a few bites, but I did not catch a fish. And so about 11 o'clock, I headed up the river and started flipping and caught several. Caught all kinds of 14-inchers flipping.
Well, and I'm going to ask your professional opinion on something.
You probably don't want it.
No, because whatever you say, we'll go do something else.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a chance to look good.
Okay.
When throwing a topwater bait, when is it more appropriate to throw just a walking bait, a popping bait,
okay,
or kind of one that's a little bit of both, like a gunfish or something where it pops in, works like a spook?
I think a lot of it's just preference, but I like a walking bait in the fall more. I just like that around schooling fish. I like a
A spook?
A spook or a Sammy. You know.
Yeah.
I like a buzz bait or this time of year, I like a buzz bait a lot because you've got a lot of small fry. And also like a popper because you can throw it when they're just coming off the beds in their garden fry. You can
leave it there.
You can pop it, let it set. You know, popper's better at that point, in my opinion.
This time right now where we're starting to get into the summertime, what, you go with the popper more?
Right now I probably go with the spook or the gunfish type thing.
Yeah.
But because you want something moving. They're chasing shad. You know, they're chasing minnows right now. So
what about that bait, that whopper plopper?
Oh, yeah.
Good, bad, indifferent, what?
I like it.
I do, too. Do you like the medium size or the small size?
I like the medium probably the best. It's got more commotion, but I can see where the small one would come into play. You know, if it's right now, the small one I would think would be better because your fry are still small.
Okay.
But I saw a lot of shad at Barron the other day, probably an inch or smaller. So you have a lot of small out there.
You just don't quite get the turn that you do. That medium one, they make some noise.
That big one turns out like a
it looks like a 10 motorboat.
Horsepower Mercury. Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking because I might try a little of that as we go down this week.
Yeah.
This Saturday to try to bring one or two up. And if they're jumping, you can always throw them in the jumps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great for the jumps.
So I might give it a shot. But, you know, I'd like to get in the money one time. The last two times I've been down there, I've caught fish, but I haven't been just out of the money. We were $12.99 and it paid $13.80, so less than a pound.
Gosh, I've been
out
there,
of the money.
Been there too many times.
Yeah.
And I've also been over that hump. You know, I won a boat and a truck one time by 1 ounce.
Is that right?
That's the truth.
Wow.
Actually, it was two. But, you know, it was rocking back and forth on there. It was at Kentucky Lake. It was a final day, and he laid it on there. He said, need 18 pounds. And it went 18.2, 18.1, 18.2, and then went back to 18.1. He said, 18 pounds, 1 ounce. And to make it make that guy really sick.
Yeah, really. He went home and threw up. Yeah. He probably quit fishing after that. You just ruined his life.
But I was excited.
I guess you were. I'd be excited just if they called my name up there to get a check. I mean, for a while we were getting pretty consistent checks, and now they done brought out the cavalry down there to fish.
Oh, man.
These boys are on it.
Yep. They're goofing around.
And they are fishing, and it's really good because, I mean, you got to up your game down there.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, the farm systems are getting better. You know,
they are.
Look at your high school. You got so many high schoolers fishing, and they're learning, and stuff that we went out and trial and errored and guessed, and I think there's a rock down there. Now you got a 16-inch screen says, oh, there's a rock. There's nothing there. Don't throw there now. Yeah. You know? So that's the deal.
Speaking of farm systems, what about our Reds?
I love them, but they're playing well.
All right? So you never gave up on them?
I never gave up. I said they'd be 500 by the All-Star break, but it's going to have to
postpone. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to postpone it to the end of the season. But they are getting closer.
They've won 12 out of their last 15.
That's awesome. I mean, you can make up some ground in
that.
And
they're scoring some runs, and, you know, they beat the – they swept the Cubs, and they beat the Braves.
Two very good teams.
Now they got Milwaukee in town this week. So, you know, Milwaukee's right up there. They can make some noise if they beat Milwaukee. They might move within, like, 18 games of first or something.
I mean, but they look like, to me, they're having fun. They look like.
All right, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Are they having fun because they're winning, or are they winning because they're having fun?
Good question.
Well, I ask you.
The Cowboy says that because they're winning.
Cowboy.
Said they had a higher step. I listened to him the other
day. Did he?
Yeah.
So that's because they're winning.
Stepping a little higher in the life.
You will do
they
that.
They believe. Once you start believing, it's, you know, I mean, how many times are they scoring runs with two outs? They scored, what, six the other night with two outs?
They did today.
And none on.
You know, as we're taping this show, they did the same thing today against the Bravos. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're playing pretty good ball. And all you need is somebody step in there and get you a big hit. And they're getting that from pretty much the same guys, Jesse Winker, Scooter Jeanette, Eugenio Suarez.
Who?
Eugenio. Call him Gino.
I'm fine.
Zundite.
And the other one would be, of course, Joey Votto, who's hitting 300. But
yeah.
These guys were doing it when some of the other guys weren't getting big hits for them. Shevler's starting to get some big hits now. So
isn't Jeanette leading the league
in hitting?
They got like, three, four, five hitters or leading some category in either home runs or runs batted in or batting average or on base percentage
or
something.
They are.
Yes.
And so that's good to see. So anyway, I like that. They're doing good. I'll probably go up tomorrow, watch a ball game.
Really?
People want me to go up with them.
So Milwaukee's in Cincinnati this week?
Yep. I don't broadcast till the middle of July.
Middle of July.
Yeah, like the 12th, 13th, something, that weekend, whatever that is.
I'll be in Florida that week.
I'll be in St. Louis.
Well, good for you.
You going to listen? You're going to be at Disney with Goofy.
No, I'll be in Destin.
We're
going to Destin.
Oh, you're not doing Disney?
No, we are in October.
It just won't feel right if you're going down to Florida and don't hit up Disney.
Well, I know it.
I know it. It's going to have a little whiplash, a little
repercussion. What's in Destin? Just a little vacation?
Just a little vacation.
You going to fish?
No, Brian's going. And Brian, my daughter, my son, my grandbaby, me and my wife. We're just going down. We're in the cabin down there and going down just to relax and kick back on the beach.
Nice.
Hey, I haven't kept up with what's going on with FLW or BASS lately. How's Bradley Roy doing?
Bradley Roy is second in points.
Is he?
I stand corrected. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago, you said he was in the top five. I didn't think he was, but he was. And he is in second place right now. I think he is behind, Britt Chapman, I think, is the only guy that's ahead.
Well, we went to fish that Saturday night tournament and for USA Cares, and his daddy Anthony was down there. And he said had he got within a couple of – if he got within a pound and thought he could win, he was going to fly out the next day to get out there and go follow him around.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
But he said he dropped down to fifth. He was in second when he looked at it, then he dropped down to fifth.
Yeah, but now he is – I mean, he had a great tournament. He made another – top 20 finish, I think, this past tournament they had.
Wow.
And I think they are headed – where are they headed this week or next week? The FLW is at St. Clair this week.
That's right.
They start they started Thursday.
Oh, how would you like to be there?
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, it's
– who's going to catch them big old brown ones?
Gosh. And that thing is full of them.
Yeah, it's full of them.
They grow and swim up
there. You could come in and say, how'd you do? Well, I didn't do very good and have caught – what's the limit up there? 15 inches?
14, I think.
It's a 14-inch? Oh, okay. Well, you can do pretty good there. It's not like you go down to Dale Hollow. You can say, how'd you do? I caught 30 pounds. Where are they? I couldn't weigh them.
I threw them all back.
Yeah. They weren't 21 inches long.
But you catch a lot of fish up St. Clair.
Oh, my goodness. It's time you and I went, I want to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I didn't go with you.
You didn't go with us.
I went with Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk more about it when we get back. You are listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GD. And they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
Big
League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Wow! It is fun this morning. All right, let me get my old man ran out of the way.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Well, I call them OMRs.
OMRs,
old man rants.
Okay.
Because all of us old guys are getting them.
Yeah.
And it could be about anything. You're driving too fast. You're driving too slow. It's too hot outside. It's too cold outside. Mine today is I'm just tired of everything you hear today is political.
Good. Isn't that the gracious truth?
You know what? I know where I stand. I know where you stand. Can't we just try to work something out? If we can't, I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm tired of hearing about it. If things are good, this side's not going to agree with it. If things are bad, jiminy Christmas, folks. I knew one thing. I don't care whoever's in there now. I'll just tell you this. My pension went up, and I thank you very much.
Yeah. Things are going good, I think.
The economy's going good, I know, but golly, I'm just tired of politics altogether.
Me and you.
I don't care what you watch. If you watch a sports show, you got it.
It doesn't matter.
ESPN has now become ESPN MSNBC. It's, that's what it is now. I'm tired of that, too, so I don't watch that. I can't say that because we're on ESPN.
Oh, you can't say that. Shout out to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 WLXG Lexington.
No, there's a difference between the radio and the TV, right? Josh?
One you watch, one you listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I heard a. We're talking about getting old. I turned 60 here a while back. Did you know that? I'm the big 60.
When was your birthday?
About 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
And I turned the big 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
I turned 60. But here's the funny thing.
Wow, Josh could be your grandson.
I watched a show the other night, and they had a 70-year-old comedian was talking. And he said, you know, getting old wasn't that bad. He said, it's got some perks to it. He said, like, a lot of times people offer you their seat. Yeah. He said, it's really great on a bus, but it's kind of uncomfortable in a restroom.
You know, there's a lot of good things about getting a little bit older. Fishing license. Hey, you're in there now, right?
Seriously. 60? Can you get 60?
It's 60 or 65?
65. Just don't push that yet. We're not pushing 65.
I've got it. $5.
All right. Five.
$5 no holler is what my fishing license is. Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot of good, though.
Is Tennessee still, is that the way Tennessee left fishing license? Are they cheap like that, too?
No, you still got to pay for them.
So they can come and catch us fishing over in the bushes.
So they can come and mess up your fishing. I know. Tennessee fishing game wardens, they are the rudest people. The ones we've met
They were that day, weren't they?
They were that day. Came through there.
Josh, we were behind the bushes, weren't we? We were on the back side of the bushes fishing, catching fish. And I saw them out there. I said, well, I guess we need to go out there so they can check our license instead of a motion like most people would. Come out here so we can check your boat and everything. Come right through our bushes with the motor on.
Ones we hadn't fished.
Not the trolling motor.
No. On the big motor.
Wow. Ones we had not even fished yet.
We need to see your registration, please.
We were close to getting.
Next subject.
Yeah.
Close to getting arrested?
No.
We were, well, it would have been so easy to because they were looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were young. You can't say punks on the air, can you?
No, punks.
Looking for trouble because they had a badge, so they saw a Kentucky plate in Tennessee, and they heard it was basically harassment.
I've had some experiences.
Nobody else got pulled over that day.
No.
But another boat got pulled over except me and Mr. Munson. And then he questioned your integrity by how you were able to get that boat.
I know it. And then I got pretty smart up with him. I mean,
I
thought that time we were going to get arrested, but. To tell me, Josh, I couldn't do it. It was a promo boat. I had the boat.
He said, that's funny. I've been doing this for years.
He said, you can't do that. And then I said, why not? I said, I've been doing it since 1992. Yeah. And he said, well, you can't do it that way. Actually, you have to.
He said, what do you mean I can't do it that way?
He said, actually, you have to work for this boat, people, and you have to be out on the water showing the boat.
Which you were doing?
And I said, well, my name is Keith Munson, and I work for Angler's Outpost. And
showing this boat to Doug.
I'm showing this boat to Doug Flynn. And Doug, are you interested in buying it? He said,
yeah, I like his boat.
I like to run it fish a little bit more today.
Gosh.
Right then, I thought we was going to get arrested, but it made me mad.
And then we ran into them when we got off the lake, too. Yeah, we were sitting right there, and they didn't have any sense of humor. I mean, if you're not hurting anybody, you're not drinking, you're fishing, we're bringing money into the community.
Exactly.
You'd think they'd be a little bit nicer. Alabama was bad, too.
And I spend a lot of money in that.
We all do. If you're fishing, I mean, you're buying, I don't know. But thank goodness our Kentucky boys aren't like that.
I have the utmost respect, but I will say I'll never forget the night that I got checked out. My entire campsite got checked out and everything, and then they had us go sit over on a log while they checked our IDs and stuff. And you know what they did? Did they give us light to get back in our hammocks or anything? No. When they didn't find what they wanted, they just walked off and left us in the dark. Over a cliffside, we had a cliff right next to our campsite.
Wow.
I'll never forget it. I couldn't believe it. It made me so mad.
You know, I'd be afraid to sleep by a cliffside. I know I'd have a dream and I'd get up and walk right off the sucker.
That's the best thing about the hammock, though. It's hard to get out of. So
the fall wouldn't be bad. It's that sudden stop.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I say this all in sort of tongue-in-cheek because my brother happens to be a police officer. And I was telling him this story, and he said, you know, we usually react to the way that whoever we're talking to reacts. I went, so what are you trying to say? I think he's trying to say, so you and I misbehaved that day.
We did not. We did not.
We
didn't say anything. I didn't say a word. Remember, he came across and I said, maybe it was the look we were giving him.
Could have been the look. Like,
who are these two idiots coming across the bushes?
Yeah, that was the look.
That might have been it.
There's so
can't
many.
Help that one.
I know. It is so fun down there on the water, though. I love every bit about fishing, and people that don't fish, you might not get it, but get on the water one time before you judge, before you say, I ain't touching the most stinky fish. I ain't going to put a worm in my hand. Well, we don't do that anymore. It's all different, but just get out and let that water relax you.
Oh, man.
Feel it already?
Yeah.
It's relaxing you. and go enjoy that. You don't have to be fishing, but you can just be boat riding. It is really good. Well, and, boy, I tell you, up there in Cane Run where there's no wake at nights when I'm just out cruising and the sun's getting ready to go down, it is so.
Boy, isn't that relaxing.
It is so relaxing.
Hear the crickets and the tree frogs.
Oh, my God, that's usually where I'm casting up in them tree frogs. All right, we'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
We're back. We got another segment here on Big League Fish. Douglas, Keith, and Josh having a big time today talking a little about this and that. Now, don't get me wrong. I love law enforcement people because I'm married. Well, I didn't marry my brother's one. So I got him in the family. And my brother-in-law is the chief of police.
Really?
Yeah. But just be a little courteous.
I have all respect in the world for police officers. I really do. I mean, they got their hands full. I'm just saying this guy was kind of out of line.
You got them in every profession.
Same. I would say you're right. But I didn't, you know, We didn't get out of hand with him. I was a little bit.
You ever been arrested?
Never been arrested.
Really?
It's just you get in those situations where you know for a fact that you aren't doing any wrong. And I know that they have every bit of responsibility to check out and make sure, but it just irritates you because you know that you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. These guys are game wardens. So that means they've got some kind of outside intelligence. They fish or hunt or both. So they're out there on the water, and they know we're back there fishing. The water's, it's in the spring. The water's flooded in the bushes. That's where all the fish are. We're back there fishing. They've probably been watching us for a half hour, you know, to make sure we had a rod and reel that they could find us. They saw the Kentucky tags, I'm sure. So why come over our place where we were fishing? I would have more courtesy than that. I would stop out there and say, guys, can you come out here? Or, I've had them.
I think it's a conspiracy.
At Lake Cumberland, a guy hollered at me one time and said, hey, you got your fishing license? I said, yeah, it's okay.
I think those Tennessee guys said, now look, if you see a Mountain Dew boat. Did we have that then?
We had the Mountain Dew. That was definitely Mountain Dew.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
That's 3 years.
Before you ripped off that
3 years
side ago. Of it.
Yeah.
And they saw that. So we were very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And they came over and they did. No,
I think
we asked, I don't know how many people. Did y'all get pulled over? Did they check your license doing that? No, didn't have nothing.
Remember, he checked my license. I gave him to him. He said, these are ideas. I said, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And they were.
Oh, they were?
You remember. Oh, but I gave him the wrong ones. I had the right ones. But yeah. I said, get off.
It was you because they wouldn't have done it. I mean, it must have been you.
It must have been.
Because you've caused so much trouble.
I know.
You're not going to fish this weekend then?
No, I boat's down. I don't think I'm going to. My grandbaby and everybody's in Destin. I mean, not Destin. Fort Myers. They all went. They have their.
So you batching it?
No, my wife is home. Me and my wife are bashing it. But I have their
dogs.
So
I know what you're going to do then. You're going to go to a movie, probably take her to dinner and go to a movie. It's what you're going to do because that's what y'all like to do.
Yeah. You know, we went to the movies of the night.
What'd you see?
We saw Jurassic World.
Is it good?
It's not bad, but we went.
We're going Friday.
Are you?
We're going yesterday.
Yeah.
No, we're going to go see it.
Go up not far from where you live. There's a place you can lay back in recliners.
And eat dinner?
And eat dinner.
That's where we're going.
Man, it's awesome, but you better take your credit card. I mean.
Oh.
Whoo.
They get you?
Ooh.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
The last movie we went to that place, we saw Little Jimmy Bond. I think it's one of the James Bond movies.
This is a pretty fun movie.
All right.
I mean, if you like it kind of stuff.
Well, I love movies because I like buttered popcorn and Raisinets. So that's why I like to go do
that.
Well,
they bring them to you. I mean, when you sit down.
Yeah, that's right.
The girl kind of gets you a drink. Here's a menu. You know?
My gosh, she's going to be running crazy for me because I love going.
It's fun.
And then get up a little Saturday.
It's a nice place. I mean, it's over.
Well, it's nice.
Over Brad and Krausen before we went.
Yeah, so that's where we're going.
Really nice.
We'll be going there. All right, let's catch some fish.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
Have you been any? Have
no, Brad? Not because I had the tournament this whole week, so I didn't go the whole week.
Oh, that's right.
But
tell me something about your guest. I mean, I know Bench was
guests
there.
Guests were good.
I saw you and Johnny on TV in the news.
Oh, really?
And he was talking about, you said something about how you went on the older guys took up for, because Sparky jumped on you all. You told me that before. And I was listening to it, and Johnny said, oh, that's when you went on your hot streak. And he rolled his eye. He said, you got to hit that day or something. You just took it like a man.
There ain't no other way to take it.
He said, Doug, that's when you went on your hot streak.
He got on the stage that night, and he had this real pretty red blazer, and everybody said, I said, Johnny, that's a great-looking blazer. Where'd you get that? Well, that's kind of what they give you when you go into the Hall of Fame. Where's yours? See, that's wrong.
That is wrong.
That's just wrong.
That is wrong.
But, you know, Johnny, of course,
but he can back it up.
And, yeah, he can. Matthew Mitchell was great. The band was unbelievable.
Who was the band? Just all of them together?
It's our guys. They put together an all-star band with a couple of fiddles and a horn section, and Matthew got up and sang. He's so talented.
He didn't dance, did he?
Yeah, he was boogieing.
Oh, my goodness.
He was boogieing, and all the crowd was. We had a dance floor, and everybody was full the whole night. Really good. Had some new guys come back this year. Sam Bowie, who's been there before, mm-hmm. One of the nicest people in the world.
He is.
Tony Delk, first time I met Tony, great guy, came and was a part of it. Tim Couch, first time he'd been there, loved it. Had our California gang with a bunch of actors came in. John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop, Nick Searcy from Justified. Mark McClure, Jimmy Olsen in the Superman movies.
Oh, yeah.
And then a buddy of mine, Gary Hudson, that was in Roadhouse. So we had those, and then we turned around and had a lot of other athletes.
Oh, my goodness, though. Was the dentist from 90210 there? The dentist? Was he there?
The dentist from 90210.
Matthew Lawrence?
Was he a dentist? Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Say ah.
Oh, my goodness. See, I didn't know that. But
he was the dentist, did it?
He was there.
And also the bassist from
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was there. You know,
and my favorite role is him in St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's my absolute favorite Matthew Lawrence signature role.
He was part of Saturday Night Live, too, wasn't he? Few skits or something.
I don't know if he was or not.
Yeah.
He might have been.
He was an extra, yes.
Yeah, he was an
extra. He was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I saw it. I was listening to him going home one day, and he said that. I went home and pulled up on YouTube.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to Matthew and Mikey because they had all week they were promoting the show. They did it before we got there. They did it at the event.
They're great guys, too. We like to harass them, but they're great guys.
Didn't Matthew meet his wife at your –
He did. Met her here at this tournament.
So you're who we have to blame.
Yeah, really.
He's still
I'm still age. Paying for that. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Talk about somebody overmarried. He overmarried because she is.
I think we all.
Baby.
Yeah, every single one of us kind of fit in that category.
That's a good point. A good point right there.
Hey, you was talking about Sam Bowie. I used to coach the high school girls, and his daughter played for Sayre. And Samantha. Really great.
One of his daughters, yeah.
Yeah, she's a nice little girl. But anyway, he would come to all the games. He'd come to Bergen several times. Of course, he stood out. You know, he's 7'2" or whatever. And one day he walked up to me and he said, hey, Doug Flynn told me you'd take me fishing. And I got, I said, I'll go sometime. I don't care, when work it out. And I got to thinking, he's 7'2".
Yeah.
And I'm short. And I use a 7-foot fishing rod. Do you think he would use a 5-foot fishing rod?
It looked like a toothpick in his hand.
If he used a 7-foot rod, he would. He wouldn't have cast, would he?
He
just dip it up with the bait.
By far, one of the nicest people I've ever met. I'll ask him if he wants to go. I'd love to take him down.
He did ask me somehow. I love to fish, and Doug told me you'd take me.
There's a bunch of folks that I meet now that are, as they're getting older, saying, "I'd really like to go fishing." Well, why didn't you go before? I don't know if they're just can't do anything else, or they just want to go down and fish.
It's an old man sport, I guess.
I don't know. It's one of the old man sports. But
well, there's lots of young kids taking our money right now.
That ain't right either. Ain't even millennials, because they'd have to work hard to get after it, and they'd have somebody have to cast for them. Oh, my fault. No problem. What's that steam coming out of those headphones on Josh's head? We're not putting you in that category,
he's
Josh.
This won't be aired. It'll be edited.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Now, there's going to be a lot of cutting on the cutting room floor.
We're not putting you in that same category. We're not. No, because when we speak of millennials, you barely escaped.
He escaped the millennials.
In our opinion.
I really appreciate that.
That's all right.
Is it no problem?
No problem.
No problem.
All right, so I'm going to go down and try it again this week. And you know what I was thinking? Maybe I'll try some top water right before dark.
Yeah.
You know, or find some shade, depending on the weather, what it's going to be like.
Supposed to be hot, I think, for the next couple weeks now.
Yeah, I heard 90s, that too.
But that's okay.
Throw that whopper plopper a little bit, and if I see a couple of jumps, because you and I both know what it'll do if you throw it near a jump.
Oh, gosh. And
I was throwing that other one. It's kind of got a popper on it with a little tail.
A little gunfish thing?
It's like a gunfish. It's called something else.
Yeah.
But it moves like a spook, but it's got a little tail. And, you know, I've seen a lot of guys, too, that put that little white tip on the back of a spook. Would you do that, or would you just throw it the way it is?
I just throw it the way it is. I'm not much on putting feathers and stuff on a spook because I think it messes up the action, you know, to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to work it right. But I like that. Spook is always my fall bait. I don't throw it much in the sun. Or a jump bait. I like in the jumps.
Yeah.
But
and that's something I hadn't seen at all this year at Harrington yet.
Well, they're jumping good at Barron, but they're mostly whites.
Oh,
okay. I thought about you the other day because they were jumping like crazy.
And
you could catch them. It was fun.
Might see that down here, too. You never know what's jumping. Probably getting time. Something else I enjoy doing is going down and fishing under the lights for the hybrids.
Yeah. I guess that's going on right now
pretty good. It's going on now. The other night when we were fishing a tournament, 2 weeks ago, there were boats that were just, you know, light hopping, and you could tell that's what they were doing. But they're catching some nice ones, and that is fun, man, because when you get a hold of those, that is just absolutely fun.
They pull, don't they?
And if you throw a light tackle, and like I like to throw it on a spinning outfit, you throw it, and I mean, when they hit, they like take your arm away. It is so good catching those hybrids, yeah.
That's neat.
Are there any stripers at all in the lake, or are they all hybrids?
There may be a few stripers, but, you know, they used to be full of stripers, but they don't reproduce, so I think they... You know, evidently, if they don't stock them, they're not in there.
Wow.
And I haven't seen him for a long time.
I haven't either.
They used to call them rockfish. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, they were rockfish. Mm. And you see them all the time. You see some of them floating dead. You know, they went through a spell there where a lot of them died.
Remember when it was all white bass there
for years? Oh, gosh, the white bass fishing used to be great down there.
So I don't guess there's any white bass now, right?
There's some, yeah. There's,
oh, there
there's
are?
Some, uh-huh. Huh. A friend of mine caught some up in the riffles up in... what's it called? Rankin Bottoms up in the river this year. He showed me some pictures, caught several.
Well, I've heard of them catching a lot of bluegill, a lot of crappie. It's just a good time to go fishing.
Yeah.
And I want to go. I'm going this week, of course, but I get so excited because when you don't fish like once every 2 weeks now, I get pumped. So that means I got to start going down during the week and trying to catch a little bit. Yeah. Fish up till dark and see what it's like to get a feel for it.
Yeah. It's a great time to go, man.
Oh, I know it. So, everything good with you? Family good?
Great. Family's good. They're in Florida right now, grandbaby. But we're going down. We're going to Destin just to kick back and relax.
So that's good.
Not worry about a thing, not fish. They'll have my boat, so I don't have to worry about it. When I get back, I'll load her back up.
Well, I'm very thankful of what happened this past week for us to raise all that money, and now it's time to get busy on something else. But you know what? We got a pretty good little – Central Kentucky is a great area to do a lot of stuff, especially to raise money.
It's great for that. Well,
they will flat come out and take care of if you got an issue and they deem it worthy, man, they'll come out and help you do this stuff. Well, have a good trip.
You too, buddy.
And
be
I'll
careful.
See you and just wish for us to do good when we go fishing Saturday night, me and Bradley Flynn.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, pal. And folks, hope you have a great day. If we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug, Keith, and Josh, you've been listening to Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
Big
League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
get. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.